Fernally, P7 Podcast. Let us introduce ourselves with our name and what time we get up on Christmas Day.
Hayden, 10 o'clock.
Emily B, 7 o'clock.
Holly, 8 o'clock.
Cody, 7:59.
Natalie, 5 o'clock.
Brooke, 7:15.
Katie, 9 o'clock.
Hayley, 6 o'clock.
Amy, 7:30.
Madison, 7:30.
Kaylee, 6 o'clock.
Carla, 7 o'clock.
Ayla, 8 o'clock.
Lily, 7:15.
Aidan, 7 o'clock.
Teen, 6:30.
Hannah, 6 o'clock.
Ava, 6 o'clock.
Millie, 7 o'clock.
Flint, 8 o'clock.
Sydney, 7:30.
Dante, 7 o'clock.
Emily V, 7:30.
Liam, 3:45.
Molly, 6:30.
Jay, 7:30.
Caden, 4.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fernally P7 Christmas Podcast. Things are a bit different this year, so instead of a traditional Christmas show, we have created this podcast together.
We have all worked on a selection of different features and we are so excited to share them with you.
I'm Amy.
I'm Ava.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Liam, and we're going to introduce each feature for you.
First up, a group of girls are going to tell you about Christmas news happening all over the UK.
Hello, this is Christmas News and I am one of your news reporters, Madison. First, we are talking about how last year 2.6 million people had visited the Edinburgh Christmas Market. I know, how crazy is that? Sadly, due to COVID-19, the Christmas Market will not be opening this year, but we will still find a way to enjoy the Christmas cheer.
Hi, I'm another one of your Christmas news reporters, Emily V, and I'm going to be discussing how Christmas adverts are focusing on kindness during the COVID-19 pandemic. John Lewis, Lidl, Aldi, Tesco, McDonald's, Disney, and more have made Christmas adverts this year.
Hi, I'm Carla, and I'm another Christmas news reporter. Today I'll be talking about office Christmas parties being organised on Zoom due to COVID-19 pandemic. These parties started being organised on the 16th of November. I don't know about you, but I think these sound pretty fun.
Hey, I'm Brooke, and I'm another one of your Christmas news reporters. In breaking Christmas news, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has announced that there will be a relaxation of current lockdown rules for 5 days over Christmas from the 23rd to the 27th of December. People from three different households can meet indoors. The move will mean that people that would have spent Christmas alone won't have to. I don't know about you, but I am so excited to see my family for the next few days.
Hello, listeners. I'm Ayla, and I'm one of your Christmas news reporters along with the others. I would like to talk about how visiting Santa in his grotto this year will not be allowed due to coronavirus. This news is very upsetting, but just maybe we'll still get a visit from him on Christmas Eve. Thank you for listening to Christmas News.
What an interesting roundup of the Christmas news.
I'm so excited to see my family too.
Next up, we have a group who are going to tell you how they feel about the movie Nativity.
This is a film review for Nativity.
The public rates this movie 3 out of 5 stars, and I rate it 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, I totally agree, because I rated it 3 out of 5, so our ratings were very close.
I loved the movie so much, I gave it a 5 out of 5 star rating.
I completely disagree with you guys. This film is a monstrosity. I rate it a 0 out of 5 star rating. I only liked when the two squeals fought.
I completely agree with you there, Hayden. The fact we watched it in November didn't help, as well as the terrible Christmas music. I also rate it a 0 out of 5.
Did you know that some of the money they made went to children in need?
Some of the people benefited by Children in Need getting to see the film 1 week before the release on the 27th of November 2009.
So where is the Nativity filmed?
I found out it was filmed in Coventry in the UK and in Los Angeles in the USA.
My least favourite character is Gordon Shakespeare, played by Jason Watkins, and my favourite character is Mr. Poppy.
I'm the same as you, Hayden. My favourite character is Mr. Poppy and my least favourite character is Gordon Shakespeare.
Did you know that all the children had no experience in acting for this movie?
Like us on this podcast, because we've never done this before.
The movie director's named Debbie Isaac.
That was a review of The Nativity. Thank you for listening to our section of the podcast.
Wow, that was quite a mix of opinions.
To be fair, we did have to watch it in November, which can't have helped.
Now, next up, we have something a bit different. The one,
the only queen, is going to give you a magnificent speech about this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Fernley Primary School, Aberdeen, Her Majesty the Queen.
Hello. As your queen, I feel it is my duty to address the huge changes and hardships we have all experienced this year. When I was a little girl, I never imagined anything like this could happen. I would like to thank all key workers and everybody who stuck to the coronavirus rules to help our country overcome these hard times.
This year has been one of the hardest years I've had to deal with in the role of being queen. We must stay positive and keep sticking to the coronavirus rules. Scientists are working on a vaccine to try and cure the coronavirus, and we hope their progress is swift.
On the 11th of November, we held 2 minutes of silence to remember our beloved ancestors who were brave and fought for us during the First World War. As Christmas comes, I hope we can all remember those who still work in our armed services at home and overseas.
We have all been fighting for our lives and each other this year. I would like to thank everybody for playing their part. As it is nearly Christmas, I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Goodbye to all.
That was really impressive. Can you believe those girls wrote that speech as well as performing it?
That's amazing.
Next up, you will want to plan your next big party just like this when you hear how some of us would have planned our Christmas party.
Hello, we are going to be telling you what we would do if we were planning a Christmas party this year.
I would want to hang green, red and silver tinsel around the hall.
I think I would want to do pin the carrot on the snowman.
Yes, I would also want to do that, but I think musical chairs would be a good idea.
Doing games sounds very fun. I think I would want to do pass the parcel.
Yes, that sounds very fun. We could have also done corners where there are four corners with characters in them, and you go to one. And if we say that corner you're in, you would be out.
I think putting up decorations would look great. I would want to put up green and red bunting.
Decorations are a good idea. We could have decorated Christmas baubles for the Christmas tree.
We are also going to make a Christmas playlist with lots of fun Christmas songs.
Some of the songs we will have on there will be Jingle Bells and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Other songs on there will be Last Christmas and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
We are also going to put All I Want for Christmas Is You onto it.
Thank you for listening to our Christmas party ideas. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear our party playlist, the link is in the description. Goodbye.
That sounds like a great party.
Up next, you will be flying around the world with Christmas Around the World.
Hello, my name is Molly and I'm going to talk about Christmas in Hungary. Hungarians are pretty traditional with lots of foods. In Hungary, it is a tradition to not eat meat on Christmas Day. Of course, not everyone must follow these traditions. On Christmas, since some families don't eat meat, we have fish. Most families eat fish soup. It might sound gross, but it has a sweet, light taste, almost a sour flavor. As a side dish, we have stuffed cabbage, pork and rice covered with sour cabbage. It's delicious. Turkey is also quite popular on Christmas Day. As dessert, they have bagley, a roll with poppy seed and or walnut puree. They taste amazing. In city centers, they have huge Christmas markets for family Christmas shopping. Speaking about city centers, they have a big countdown to Christmas in city centers all around Hungary. The Advent starts 4 Sundays before Christmas also. A popular tradition in Europe and in Hungary is putting your shoes out for Jesus to drop you off presents in a child's shoe. Hungarians put a sweet on Christmas tree with a picture of different saints on the wrapper. Hungarians have had these traditions for centuries and decades in the past and still in the present. Thank you for listening to my talk about Hungarian Christmas. Now Natalie will talk to you about Christmas in Russia.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm going to be talking about Christmas in Russia. Russians like to make homemade food. Did you know they eat pelmeni, which is a type of dumpling? They are delicious. They also eat kulibyaka, which is a salmon pie. Mushroom soup, not my favorite food. Borscht, which is a soup made of beetroot. Now for some salads that they eat. Olivier salad, which is a salad made of different vegetables. Vinaigrette salad, it is pink because it also has beetroot in it. Now for some desserts. Honey cake, it is one of my favorite cakes in Russia. Zefir, which is a marshmallow and it can have different inside fillings like caramel and chocolate. also pryaniki, or Russian spiced ginger cookies. They are hard but also very yummy. Christmas in Russia is very different because they have 5 Christmases, including New Year. They celebrate on the 7th of January. We call our Santa Ded Moroz. We like to open some presents before breakfast and after dinner. Thank you for listening to me talk about Christmas in Russia. Now Kate is going to be talking about Christmas in Bulgaria.
Hello, I'm Katie, and I will be speaking about Christmas in Bulgaria. Did you know that Christmas Eve is Budny Vecher? It is a very important day. The main Christmas meal is eaten in the evening of Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve has more activity than Christmas Day. According to Bulgarian traditions, you should only eat vegetarian food, and the most religious people will only eat vegetarian food for 40 days before Christmas. But of course, not everyone needs to follow these traditions, and there is only odd numbers of meals allowed. Christmas trees are quite popular in Bulgaria. Towns in Bulgaria are decorated with Christmas lights, and some people will have a traditional Yule log. Yule log is from an oak or a pear tree, known as badnik or budnik, which Bulgarian people bring into their houses on Christmas Eve. Bulgarian people have a loaf of bread for Christmas, and it has a coin in it. Each person gets a piece of bread, and if you get the coin, you will get rewarded with good fortune for a while or forever. Did you know that Kolada is Christmas in Bulgaria, and Santa is known as Diado Kolada in Bulgaria, which means Grandfather Christmas. That's it for now. I hope you enjoyed the news in Bulgaria. Now Cody will be talking about Christmas in Sweden.
Hey Agata Cody, that means hello. My name is Cody. I am going to talk about Christmas in Sweden. The main day Swedes celebrate Christmas is on the 24th of December, because in the old days before clocks were common, the new day started at 6 p.m. the day before and ended 6 p.m. on the next day. At Christmas, Swedish people eat a smorgasbord, which is a big board covered in lots of food. These can include ham, pork sausage, egg and anchovies. In Sweden, Santa is known as Jultomten or just Tomten. In Sweden, when it's Christmas, it goes up to 0 degrees. It snows a lot in the winter and the snow remains there for 6 months. Thank you for listening to me talking about Sweden. I hope you enjoyed.
Hello, my name is Cade, and I'm going to talk about what Christmas is like in Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, they celebrate Christmas on the 7th of January. They call it Ghana. Some people in Ethiopia fast for 43 days before Christmas. They start this fast on a day called Somme Nebiat. In Ethiopia, they traditionally wear white on Christmas Day and play a game that's a bit like hockey. Traditionally, Christmas foods in Ethiopia include wat, which is a thick, spicy stew served with injera, a flat bread. I hope you enjoyed finding out about Christmas in Ethiopia.
What interesting information about Christmas in different countries.
Coming up, we're going to hear a little bit from some of the nursery pupils.
What's your name?
Iman Isaac.
And what's your name?
Bobby Mavendosh.
And what have you put on your list for Santa this year, Iman?
A VTech black phone.
Oh, very nice. Anything else?
Nothing.
Nothing else? Okay. And Rory, what have you put on your list for Santa this year?
A Christmas tree on a window.
Lovely. And have you asked Santa for anything?
Presents.
Thank you very much, boys.
That was so cute.
Now this year, our school nativity will be performed in scenes across all class podcasts from P2 to 7. We are up first, so we now proudly present the first scene of the nativity.
This is the story of a very unusual birthday party.
It didn't happen in a warm house with jelly and cake on the table, but in a chilly stable with horses and sheep.
Meh.
And a manger full of hay.
And there were no colourful balloons tied to the gatepost, but instead a big shiny star hung in the sky.
Angels held the party to welcome a very special baby into the world. This is how it happened.
Make sure you tune into the Primary 6-7 podcast to hear the next scene of the Nativity.
With that, we've come to the end of our Christmas podcast. Be sure to tune into all the other class podcasts to share in our Christmas cheer.
Thank you so much for listening to all of our hard work, and we hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Fernally P7 Podcast.